The Space Between the Stars, on love, loss, and the magical power of nature to heal. Written and read by Indira Naidu.
The memory slices through me like a hot knife. There's a blanket of cloud across a big grey sky. The air is crackling with an approaching storm. A lawnmower drones in the distance. A bunch of rowdy kids ride past on their dragster bikes. We burst through the back door, pushing against each other excitedly as we race to the pool. Our skin is covered in delicious goosebumps. Me, Dreamcatcher, and Stargirl. We've had to coax Dreamcatcher out of the house. She says it's too cold to swim, but we don't care. Stargirl and I scramble up the metal ladder and leap into the icy depths, gasping and squealing as the cold rises through our bodies. Dreamcatcher follows tentatively and tests the sub-zero water with her toe. She releases a melodramatic screech. "You're both mad," she protests, as she scoots back inside, the fly screen door squeaking on its hinges behind her. Ah, yes, we are mad. I squeeze my eyes shut and use my headband as a makeshift blindfold. "I'll be Marco," I say. "Okay," she says. "Marco," I say. "Polo," she replies. I lunge unsteadily towards the direction of her voice and, like a zombie, grope with my arms extended, but she's already dipped under the surface, barely making a splash. She's always been a fish in water, fluid, sinuous, streamlined. Even in a small backyard pool, she can elude me. "Marco," I say again, straining my ears for any sound that may give away her position. "Polo," she says, just behind me. I swivel around quickly, but she's anticipated my pounce and sidesteps me like a nimble boxer in a ring. "Damn." "Marco," I say again, getting annoyed. "Polo," she shouts back from the other side of the pool, giggling. I lunge again, and her smooth, slippery skin slithers past just beyond my fingertips. She picks up the pace. She's darting and swerving like a shimmering King George whiting evading a predator. One moment she's in front of me, the next suddenly behind. "Polo, polo, polo," she taunts, teasing me in that sing-song voice only little sisters deploy. She seems to surround me from every direction, moving faster and faster. I'm spinning like a crazed dervish. I can feel the ripples of her body in the water. She's cleverly created a whirlpool of choppy waves. I can't keep my balance. I'm feeling dizzy. A foreboding chill descends as the pool closes in, and then the air goes still. Is her breathing getting heavier? Yes. Her movements are getting slower, more laboured. "Marco," I say, sensing my prey is tiring. But there's no response, only the gentle lick and slap of the water against the pool wall. "Marco," I repeat, concern now rising in my voice. Still nothing.